The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
I don't know if they're going to get it done.
No, they're not. My prediction, no.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is a piece of garbage, and nobody wants to put their name behind it. So until they fix it, nobody's going to.
So what's the plan afterwards? What happens? Mitch McConnell, first of all, came out and said, if we fail.
You mean when?
When we fail, what do you think he said? What's going to be their plan? He was a warning. If we fail.
We fail.
We're going to be.
The American people.
Negotiating with Chuck Schumer. The head of the Democrats.
Right, yeah.
So if we fail at getting this passed, we're going to have to negotiate with the Democrats.
Wait a minute.
What? Wait.
I feel like.
Maybe. Just thinking.
Maybe you
negotiate with them anyway.
It's kind of.
And find, common ground.
Oh, stop talking,
crazy.
Yeah, talking crazy now.
But notice
that. Get along or, make some kind of sacrifices and find a middle ground.
So,
what's that word called? Bisexual, partisan. Yeah.
He goes, we're not going to be able to do this by ourselves. We're not going to be able to just ram through whatever the Republicans want. We're going to actually have to. We're going to have to talk to the Democrats.
He's like, guys, I'm going to have to. I don't want to talk to Chuck Schumer. Avoid that guy like the plague.
Well, I understand that. Maybe that's what he meant by it. Chuck is really annoying.
To Chuck Schumer. But you're making it seem like I'm going to have to talk to Chuck Schumer.
This is like me saying, Cal, if I can't pull off buying this new house, I'm going to have to talk to my wife about what we're going to do about moving somewhere. I'm going to actually have to get her opinion on this thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I'm going to have to deal with her.
You don't want to do that.
So, and then he followed up, and then we'll have to bail out the insurance companies.
Oh.
So, do you see what he's doing there?
Yeah, he's
right. It's completely scare tactic.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want input from the Democrats. They're the ones who brought us Obamacare, which is true. And usually you're not going to get a lot of good stuff from them. But I mean, if you're doing your jobs, you're finding common ground, stuff that is good for all people. It's not special interests. It's not big government bloated programs, which, by the way, that's the reason government got involved in healthcare in the first place. It was not because it was good for all people. It was not common ground. It was big socialist programs that were pulled. The strings were being pulled by people like Soros and a bunch of other organizations.
I think they seem to forget that the whole point, the whole reason you're there, your job is to, you're not going to all agree. It's obvious. I mean, that's why you have different parties, but the whole system is set up for everyone to kind of communicate, and it's going to suck. We're going to fight, but we need to find a middle ground where, we help as many people as possible. No, that's not even an option.
And by the way, there is a good chance that they will bail out the insurance companies. Now, this is not bailing out healthcare, mind you.
No.
This is not bailing out Obamacare. This is bailing out the insurance companies, because the insurance companies are faltering in a huge way. 41% of counties in the U.S. have one plan, one option. 41%.
Almost half the country.
Right. So above and beyond all of the initial problems with Obama saying you can keep your doctor and your plan and all that, now 59% only have more than one option. It's not like they have 700 of them. 41 only have one. And by the way, a bunch of counties, no option.
No option at all.
Right. No, none.
No, none whatsoever.
Right. None in the public exchanges.
Yeah.
Now, so you got them. We're going to have to deal with the Democrats. We're going to have to bail out the insurance companies. Trump is floating out a different suggestion, that they would simply let Obamacare fail. Just let it collapse. And you go, okay, all right.
What happens then?
That's just it. Nobody knows. We're on the hook for all of it. Now, it sounds good if you're a conservative and you hate Obamacare, say, let it fail. Maybe it collapses. Maybe it forces them to do something else. But they have an option to do something now before it collapses, and they're not doing it. So what happens when it collapses? Is it, okay, yep, we had to spend a bunch of money, bail out some people, some things, pour more money into Medicare, Medicaid, secure different programs, all of this stuff. We spent money. But now that it's collapsed, now we can get the job done of doing something different.
Start from scratch kind of thing?
No, because the law is still in place. It just doesn't have any money.
How does that work, though? Oh, just it's not funded. Okay.
Right. They don't have the money.
How does it work?
People don't have insurance exchanges. They don't have the exchanges. And or we have to prop up certain entities like Medicare and Medicaid. So all this does is just add more problems to it. Because it sounds good to go, let it collapse. And I agree. I want it to go away and collapsing if it brought about true reform, mm-hmm. fine, a repeal, that's great, but it's not. There's about $188 billion that Mitch McConnell and other people in Congress, leaders in Congress, have in a fund that they can use to kind of entice senators to get this done after the 4th. We'll see what happens. It's money that's been allocated for a bunch of, or for things like, well, they have some flexibility, but he could say to the Republican senators, all right, you want on board Susan Collins? I'll put $25 billion of that to fight opioid abuse. How about that? And there's people like Rob Portman in Ohio who has been kind of on the fence. Is he going to vote for this or not? And even though he's not a supporter of Obamacare, he's been pretty rabid against it. He is a big supporter of more money going to fight opioid abuse, which is annoying as crap because that's not your job.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not healthcare.
It is a gargantuan problem. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Opioid abuse in America, in certain states like a lot of the Appalachian states, so down in parts of Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, down through Kentucky, whatever, is a gargantuan mega problem right now. But so you understand big government's a problem when it comes to other stuff. The big federal central government out of D.C. fighting something that should be a state issue, but not when it comes to this. Anyways, so he could entice them and say, hey, $25 billion, how about that? Or things like expanding health savings accounts, which conservatives want. But the bottom line, that's still... Right, it's not enough, which it won't be, and it's still piecemeal. Mm-hmm. Do it or don't do it. There is no try. Exactly. Do or do not do. There is a progressive feminist group, I guess that's redundant, that is fighting. The group is Ultraviolet.
Really?
That's the group.
That's
Ultraviolet.
What they call themselves?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Apparently Ultra Pink was taken. It's called Ultraviolet. Ultra they are pissed at the GOP's health care plan, you know, because it does target Planned Parenthood for a year. Mm-hmm. So they launched an ingenious plan to protest. I think you're going to like this. Because you got to get your message out there. An ingenious protest plan.
I feel like it's going to involve vaginas somewhere.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
No. The plan was to target various Republican senators with airplane banner ads where they fly.
Come to Bob's Pool Supply and Home Depot.
Take a break from your sunbathing and go to Pete's Sandwich Shop. Right. And they were going to target senators like West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito or Maine Senator Susan Collins or Nevada Senator Dean Heller because they've all been out on this thing. So they started by flying a ban over Charleston, West Virginia that said, Senator Heller, keep your word. Vote no on Trump care.
I feel like it's...
He's in Nevada.
Senator, you're on the wrong side of the country, guys.
If any of you in West Virginia know someone living in Nevada, tell Senator Heller to keep your...
Send a carrier pigeon to Nevada.
Tell senators in other states, even though you're not a constituent, you object. Come on, guys.
They don't even know the state that the senator you're protesting is in.
If I'm them, I just come out today and I go, it was a cyber attack. Cyber attack.
Someone cyber attacked our
single
prop plane.
It started overseas, started in Ukraine. It got us too, bastards. We know who the senator in Nevada and Heller. We know he's in Nevada. We know who he is.
So stupid.
Apparently, feminists don't own maps.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.